This Green Hell, written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mangan. Alex listened to the recording in silence. "Play it again," he said, and this time he leaned in and closed his eyes. Colonel Jack Hammerson sat back in his chair with his hands behind his head. "Sounds like a grizzly attack." "Not a bear. Not any animal. That sound came from a human throat." Alex opened his eyes and looked at his superior officer, his face unreadable. "It's not a language, Jack, or not one that I know of. Human vocal cords definitely produced it. But there's something wrong with the throat. It's warped somehow, or there's something stuck in it." Hammerson knew Alex's hearing was acute enough to pick up the super and subsonic ranges. If he said the noise came out of some guy's mouth, it did. "Captain Michaels and the rest, we believe they're all dead. Something down there surprised them and took them all out, and that isn't easy to do to 6 heavily armed Green Berets." Hammerson was sitting forward in his chair now, his fingers locked together. "And now they want us to take a look," Alex said. Hammerson gave a humorless half-smile. "Yes and no. I've requested this one for a number of reasons. Firstly, it's a critically important project for the USA, and as the whole region down there is a little anti-Uncle Sam, we need to deal with this delicately and be mindful of how others see us dealing with it. We can't park the 7th Fleet off the coast of Brazil and fly low-altitude sorties over the jungle, or march 200 Marines in there. Paraguay is a small pool of friendship in the midst of an ocean of distrust and aggravation. We have to respect their sovereignty and requests. At this point, they want us to help, but not be ham-fisted about it." Alex nodded. The rationale didn't really matter to him. If his friend and mentor asked him to lead a team into hell, he would oblige. "I haven't caught up with the teams yet. I'll need to find out who's available. I'm not sure who's on base or still out in the field." Hammerson grinned. "It's already done. I've pulled in Mac and Franks, and I believe Sam has just completed his rehabilitation. He's still sore and probably needs another few weeks of physical therapy, but you know Sam. He'll be ready to go whenever we say." Alex nodded. "What about Adira? She could be useful." Hammerson shook his head. "Not ready yet, and I want to keep an eye on her for a bit longer, just to make sure she's serving the Hawks first, Mossad and anyone else after that. I think we both know she didn't join us because she wanted to be a Hawk." Alex raised his eyebrows. "She says she's my guardian angel. She's not going to be happy to be left behind, Jack." Hammerson gave Alex a "my judgment is final" look. "Team's picked. I'll deal with Captain Senesh. I agree it's not a big team, but after you find and neutralize what hit our GBs, it'll probably end up as a babysitting mission for a week or two." Alex chuckled. "The last time you used the words babysitting and mission in the same sentence, we spent some interesting time under a certain southern ice cap being chased by something I still have nightmares about."